Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's unclear if the Senate will go along with the House and increase direct payments to individuals in the name of coronavirus relief. Congress passed payments of up to $600 in its latest relief package. President Trump then criticized that amount as insufficient. Yesterday, the House approved a measure to boost the direct payments up to $2,000 per individual, depending on income levels. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hasn't said if he will bring that change up for a vote. The House has voted to overturn President Trump's veto of a Pentagon spending bill. NPR's Kelsey Snell says the focus there also shifts to the Senate.
The original defense bill was supported with wide bipartisan margins in Congress earlier this month. The defense authorization is traditionally one of the few bills each year that brings together a sweeping coalition of support in both parties and has been easily approved for the past 59 years. The massive bill includes a pay raise for troops and authorizes most major military spending items. Presidents typically sign the legislation and boast the wide support for U.S. armed forces. Trump vetoed the massive bill over an unrelated fight over regulation of content shared on social media sites. The Senate is also expected to vote to overturn the veto. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Staff and residents at a nursing home in Washington state have received COVID-19 vaccinations. Anna Boyko-Wyrock with member station KUOW says the facility near Seattle was once the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S.
Dozens of staff and residents at Life Care Center of Kirkland got their first doses of the Pfizer vaccine. It was one of the first nursing homes getting vaccinated in Washington state as part of a federal partnership with CVS and Walgreens. Alice Cortez is a nurse at the facility and responded to the outbreak here in February. She says the nursing home was excited for the vaccinations.
This is really something very special to us and to the residents, especially when we think those residents that we lost, those residents is our family as well. So,
46 people associated with the facility died from COVID, including the first death reported in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock in Seattle.
India is the latest country to confirm cases of the COVID-19 variant. As Shashmita Pathak reports from Mumbai, the new strain of the virus has been spreading rapidly in London and southern England.
The Indian government says six people who returned from the UK recently are infected with the new variant of coronavirus. They've been kept in isolation and authorities are tracing their contacts. Last week, India halted flights from the UK, but they're scheduled to restart on Friday. More than a dozen countries have reported cases of the new strain.
That's Shashmita Pathak reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. State TV in Iran says the country's first coronavirus vaccine has reached human trials. A study of its safety and effectiveness got underway today. Dozens of people are to receive a shot of the vaccine developed by Shifa Pharmed. It's part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate. 56 volunteers are to receive two shots of the vaccine within a two-week time period. Results of the study are expected sometime in February. One of the most recorded composers in Latin music has died in Mexico City at the age of 85. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Armando Manzanero dreamed up hundreds of lush songs over a career spanning six decades, sung by such stars as Luis Miguel.
Te extraño, como se extraña. Las noches sin estrellas.
And recorded by the biggest names in U.S. pop, from Frank Sinatra to Elvis Presley to Perry Como.
It's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky.
A proud Mayan, Armando Manzanero was president of Mexico's Society of Artists and Composers, which, in a statement, said the romantic soul of Mexico and the world is in mourning. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Wall Street is coming off a day of record highs. Analysts say investors were encouraged by President Trump signing the COVID-19 relief package passed by Congress. The Dow added 204 points to close at 30,403. The Nasdaq ended at 12,899. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.